This is Deanne Penn with UN News. Horrific events have been unfolding in northern Mozambique in recent days, where thousands of people have fled gunmen who've attacked the town of Palma, located in Cabo Delgado province, reportedly killing dozens. According to UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, youngsters have been separated from their parents, and every single one desperately needs help. UNICEF's head of communications in Mozambique, Daniel Timmy, spoke to UN News' Daniel Johnson from an aid hub in the provincial capital, Pemba.
So in Palma, the situation is quite desperate. The attack came as a great surprise. And one of the big problems is that in this city already, there is a large number of displaced people, around 35,000 people. And the city has widely been destroyed. People have been taking refuge in the bushes, but also around this gas extraction site and are gradually being evacuated. So I was at the airport here in Pemba, and the Humanitarian Air Service of the United Nations is going back and forth and bringing in people. We have been welcoming children here, unfortunately, many of them unaccompanied children. We don't know where their parents are. And together with colleagues, we are first seeing if they need medical attention, how their nutrition status is. And together with the social welfare services here in Mozambique, we are placing them temporarily, either in host families or in accommodation centers where they have a roof, food, medicine, and also psychosocial support. You can imagine these children have gone through so much.
Yes. Have you got access to Palma, though? Do you know what's happening actually in Palma?
So the fighting is still going on in Palma, and humanitarian access has been difficult even before these attacks. So the road to Palma was blocked off. There are very limited supplies, and it's very difficult, therefore, to respond to these thousands of people that are gathering there now waiting for their evacuation. So we have access to an airstrip there run by this gas exploration company. And we are also now working together with our sister agencies, UNHCR and IOM, to ship food, water, water purification, dignity kits to Palma so that the people, before they get evacuated, can be supplied with the most necessary items.
You talk about sporadic fighting still going on, and for the time being, it's mainly women and children who've been fleeing Palma, but there's obviously all the men and the husbands who've been left behind who are protecting livestock and houses. So what's going to happen to them?
So the exact situation, what's going on in Palma, is unknown to us at the moment. We are, however, expecting another large wave of displaced families. You know that we already have more than 600,000 displaced in Cabo Delgado province. And on top of this, will now arrive further in the south, the people from Palma. Today, we are expecting around late afternoon a ship carrying more than 1,000 displaced people. And these are men, women, and children. And you can imagine they need basic services. They need a roof. So our colleagues, UN government and partners, are working under high pressure at the moment to get temporary accommodation centers ready so that we can cater to this wave of people that will come in and continue coming in over the next couple of days.
Just set the scene for me, because it's Mozambique is such an enormous, long country, and Palma is about as far away as it could be from the capital, Maputo. So what is the government trying to do? How are you working with security partners from the government to keep people safe in Palma?
At the moment, we try to cater to the people that are being evacuated. We are not involved in the security operations there. Obviously, these attacks have happened as a great surprise, and we can only respond now. We know that humanitarian access has been an issue for months now, and especially the town of Palma has been very difficult to reach for us. And even before the displaced people who were there, we had difficulties to supply them with the most urgent needs. But now we are getting ready to welcome more IDPs, displaced families here. And as you can imagine, that is a major effort. There is 600,000 people already displaced. The number is rising and rising. The water sanitation situation of these people in crowded places is desperate. There is an outbreak of cholera. We are doing all this on the background of a global pandemic. Cabo Delgado in Mozambique has one of the highest COVID-19 rates. It doesn't help that people are crowded together in improvised camps at the moment. Many of them also have found refuge now in host families, and these host communities are also overstretched. I have seen households where a family of six has taken in more than 40 people. So they are facing equally the problem that there is not enough food, enough water, no medical aid for these people. And the problem is that the UN, UNICEF, the UN and other humanitarian partners are facing a major funding shortfall. We have joint humanitarian response plan for Cabo Delgado, and it has only been funded by 1%.
Yes, you can't do anything with 1%, can you? That's 1% of the needs that you need to fulfill. So 1% of the people you're hoping to help. You say it was a surprise, this attack, but there was another one 50 miles south of Palma last year. And I just wonder, at what point does the humanitarian community say this is just not feasible? We can't go in anymore because the population is just too great a risk, as are the aid workers trying to help people.
The reality is that there are areas in Cabo Delgado that are out of reach for humanitarians, and we are appealing to all sides to allow humanitarian access to the population that is so much in need at the moment.
And when these attacks are being led by extremists, it's not clear who they are, but are there no ways to communicate with them? Is there no interest for vaccines and for water and sanitation among these attackers? They also have basic needs as well, don't they?
As far as I understand, it has been not possible to establish contact with these groups.
Right. And you do sound, Daniel, you do sound tired and probably frustrated by the amount of demands that are being placed on you. What is it that you're able to tell these people who've been displaced, who fled this violence? Have you been able to reassure them?
You are right. For us also as humanitarian workers, it is very hard to cope with the situation. You have to imagine we are receiving very traumatized people. Some of them don't even speak because of the cruelties that they have seen. So they are arriving here by boat or by ship in a completely different circumstance. They have been hiding in the bush for weeks. Some of them are injured. We have seen a 13-month-old baby that has been shot and a bullet was stuck in his leg. Girls have arrived here moaning in pain. So people are disoriented, are in pain, traumatized. And we have to take care also of their psychosocial well-being. We have to make sure that they are protected. And it's a major challenge ahead of us. And we are appealing to the world to not forget the situation in Cabo Delgado. Many people are at risk, lives are at risk, especially of the most vulnerable, of children and women here. And even if there is a global pandemic going on and the world is very much focused on this, please don't forget these people in this desperate situation at the moment.